Blessed Aloysius Stepinac was born on May 8, 1898, in the village of Krasik, Croatia, near Zagreb. In 1916, he graduated high school and soon after was drafted to fight in World War I as an Austrian officer on the Italian front, where he was taken as an Italian prisoner of war from July to December of 1918. There, he was wounded, and by 1919, he had earned several medals for valor. After the war, he briefly enrolled in a university to study agronomy, but soon returned home to work on the farm and further discern his vocation, and he found himself torn between the priesthood and farming. He wrote, "If I were a child again, I would still choose as my vocation either to be a priest or a farmer. A man is somehow closest to God there. Look at the peasant, he works and toils, but he sees how in everything he depends on God. He finds in him nature, he observes his traces." In 1924, he enrolled in the Gregorian University in Rome to prepare for the priesthood. He earned doctorates in philosophy and theology and was considered a brilliant student. He was ordained in 1930 and rose rapidly in the church due to his reputation for piety, administrative ability and friendship with the Papal Secretary of State Eugenio Cardinal Pacelli, later Pope Pius XII. In 1937, at the age of 38, after several appointments, he became Archbishop of Zagreb, one of the youngest archbishops in Roman Catholic history. In an address to students in 1938, Stepinac condemned the racist ideologies of the Third Reich. He said, "Love towards one's nation cannot turn a man into a wild animal, which destroys everything and calls for reprisal, but it must ennoble him, so that his own nation secures respect and love of other nations." In 1939, he launched another fundraising campaign to help Jews and other persecuted migrants fleeing their countries because of the war, again emphasizing the Christian's duty to help those in need, regardless of their race or creed. Not long after being made a bishop, as early as 1936, Stepinac knew of the threat facing Jewish people in Europe and sought to raise funds to help those who were fleeing Nazi Germany and Austria. He even appealed to wealthy Croatian Catholics for their help. Now, during the Second World War, Stepinac never turned his back on refugees or the persecuted. His door was always open not only for Croatians but also Jews, Serbs, and Slovenes that needed his help. Stepinac always stood for political freedom and fundamental rights, and he always advocated for the rights of the Croatian people. Stepinac wanted Croatia to be a country of God. In 1941, Croatia declared itself an independent state. In reality, they were considered a puppet ally of Germany under the fascist Ustaše regime of Ante Pavelić. Stepinac was a Croatian patriot, and he accepted the government and exhorted his clergy and the laity to do the same. There was controversy surrounding this government and some of the archbishop's actions connected to it. However, his defenders insist that at general personal risk to himself, he denounced the barbarous Nazi practices. They insist that he never condoned any forced conversions of Orthodox Christians or the massacres of Serbs, Jews, and Slovenes, but Stepinac refused to remain silent. In May of 1943, he openly criticized the Nazis, and as a result, the Germans and Italians demanded that he be removed from office. Pope Pius XII refused and warned Stepinac that his life was in danger. In July of 1943, the BBC and the Voice of America began to broadcast Stepinac's sermons to occupied Europe, and the BBC commented on Stepinac's criticism of the regime. At the end of the war, Stepinac was found guilty of Nazi collaboration at a mock trial and was convicted and sentenced 16 years hard labor on October 11, 1946. At his trial, when his life was on the line, Stepinac asked his communist persecutors, "Every nation has the right to independence, then why should it be denied to the Croatians?" He spent 5 years in the prison of Lipo Glava. Now, while being imprisoned and in strict isolation, he devoted himself to the apostolate of writing. He wrote thousands of sermons and various spiritual compositions. He sent more than 5,000 letters, of which 700 are preserved, to many bishops, priests, and laymen. In his letters, as a man of avid faith and unyielding hope completely devoted to God, he encouraged, comforted, and inspired them to endure in faith and church unity. It was in 1951 that Josip Tito's government released him and confined him to the village of Krasik. Even though he was forbidden by the government to resume his duties, Stepinac was named cardinal by Pope Pius XII on January the 12th, 1953. Now, due to pain caused by the many illnesses he contracted while imprisoned, Cardinal Stepinac died in Krasik on February the 10th, 1960. On February the 13th, he was buried behind the main altar in the cathedral in Zagreb. Cardinal Aloysius Stepinac was declared a martyr, having been slowly poisoned while in prison. Pope Pius XII even went as far as stating that this Croatian cardinal is the most important priest of the Catholic Church, and it's without a doubt that Blessed Cardinal Aloysius Stepinac is one of the greatest Croatian patriots of the 20th century. He spent his entire life serving God and the Croatian people, demonstrating the importance of faith, charity, and virtue. Blessed Aloysius Stepinac, pray for us.
Faithful, you're my God. You're the glory and the lifter of my head. Your light, it fills my days. It leads me in your ways. Forever I surrender all to you. And I live to worship you, my Jesus. My Lord.